Hey, everybody. It's hard to believe, but 4 years already, huh? We're Grand Forks Best Source. My name is John Roberts, and today is our anniversary. Well, not actually today. It's St. Patrick's Day, but we're going to celebrate it today. And people are already texting in. John Beauregard stopped in today and said hi and had a little beverage and some food with us. But they're doing a great job. And what we're doing is we're bringing some of the people in here today that have helped us along the way. And we're going to start from the beginning. Paul, the producer, is here. And, boy, you look blue.
Whoa, that is.
We got a light out somewhere.
Oh, boy. Yeah. No, it has something to do with the camera.
Oh, okay. Anyway, here we go, man. 4 years.
Yeah, right? Always innovating.
Always
improving.
Well, you know, it's funny because we had a couple of guys that swung in here and said, boy, I remember coming through here 4 years ago when you guys first started, and it looks a lot different. And it does. I mean, every day it seems like we change something up, but we've come a long way, and we must be doing something good because a lot of people sure seem to be copying us, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That, you know, who would have thunk 4 years of doing something that we never even knew what the heck we were doing to begin with, you know?
And some of us still don't.
Apparently. I mean, I'm blue.
Well, apparently I don't know what's causing it. So, but we're going to run some people through here. But Paul, the producer, and myself, it was really Paul's idea to come up with this whole Grand Forks Best Source thing. And we decided, you know, I'm an old radio guy. I have no clue. I'm about the most computer illiterate person on the planet. But we're making it work. And we ended up bringing in this girl to my left. I want to say hi to Katie.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
She's not blue.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. I don't ever get to see you anymore. These guys run into you a little more than I do. But, you know, and like I was telling Paul, people are stealing our ideas. We get a hold of you. You come in, make us better. And then somebody steals you away, too.
I know. Yeah. Just a little bit.
But, just a little. But
yeah, no. When I started, I was a freshman in college.
Yeah. Yeah. And now you're close to graduating.
Yeah, I am. I'm a... Got one or two semesters left.
Yeah, and you're doing some work for Wes Irwin.
Yeah, I still am here, just a little bit here and there.
Yep.
It's been good.
Good. Glad you're still around.
Yes, I am.
I'm thankful for
GFBS.
Well, good. We're thankful for you. And
she's still not any better at Mario Kart, though.
Oh.
Not during this.
I'm looking forward to the race season because then I get to see you again.
Yep.
I don't ever get to see you. And then, straight across from us, who are you?
I'm Ivy.
Okay, and Ivy, who are you? Why are you here?
I'm Ivy, my Paul Kernelka's daughter, Ivy Kernelka. And I'm here because I...
Just love us.
Yeah.
Just learning how to take over the legacy.
There you go. There you go. And also, yeah, you'll see some of her artwork around the studio here, too. The leprechaun on the front window. If you're in the Grand Cities Mall, check it out. It is badass. I love it. We want to, before, I'm not going to stick around long, but Dale, the producer, and another one of our hosts is going to be jumping into my spot. We're going to have some of the people that host other shows calling in here while we're on. But I myself, before I get out of here, I want to thank this group right in here, first and foremost. My wife for putting up with it because we're not getting rich on it by any means, but... And the sponsors, the advertisers, all of the hosts that come in here, they bring such good quality and content. And that's one of the reasons why we have the followers we do and all of the guests that come in. You know, there's times we've made calls and we've begged people to come on. And there were times at the beginning of this thing when we were anti-mask, anti-vax, all that. And people thought we were crazy. And now people are actually saying we were right. And now people are calling us, wanting to come on our show. We've come a long way, and I think we've proved that. We've got a lot of followers. You guys are awesome. I have people stopping me on the street all the time now talking about, you know, shows that we've had, or, boy, that show you had on yesterday. It's been pretty cool. It's been pretty cool. So, Katie, Paul, Ivy, Dale, all of you guys, thanks. Thanks for letting me be a part of it. I'm going to get out of here and let him sit in now.
Yeah, no, so I'll touch on that, saying, yes, we wouldn't be able to have what we have been doing for the last 4 years without the help of Katie, without the help of Dale, without the help of Victor.
Yeah, I forgot Victor.
You know, John Roberts obviously bringing in all of the interviews and, you know, making things just work out for us. And, again, thanking all of our sponsors. I would name them, but there are so many that I would feel bad if I left one out. So just everybody that has supported us, you know, from the beginning, and, you know, everybody that has just contributed to, we must have a phone call coming in.
We got multiple calls.
Yeah, just everybody that's contributed to, you know, keeping us up for 4 years. Again, you know, we're trying to do something for the community. It's not like we're a big corporation making millions of dollars or anything like that. We are just, we're here for everybody. So everybody that has started a show with us, everybody, again, that sponsored us, and all the hosts that come on, all the people that help us through production, everything. I mean, we are so grateful that, you know, it's actually a loss for words.
Can I say something?
I think a crowd clap is worthy of that. We do, yeah, big shout out to everyone. Paul, you couldn't have said that any better. Big shout out, like you said, to everyone you said there. That was very, very well said. We do have a couple people called in. I gave a shout out. We got some other GFBS hosts that will be rotating in and out. And we got a couple people who called in who are on the line. Who is on the line with us right now? I believe that is you. Oh, we got two people. I think Kit jumped in here a little first. Let's hear from Kit here.
Hey, everybody. Are you out there?
Hey. How are you, Kit Brennan?
Doing wonderful. Wish I could be there, but circumstances made it, of course, once more that I had to call in. But I'm real happy to just tell everybody how thrilled I am that you guys are hanging in. And I know it media business is tough, but you're one of the few that managed to get people's voices out there without the censorship. And I can't tell you how much not only I, but my guests appreciate the fact that you guys are there.
Yeah, and you kind of hold it down every Monday, your show, Common Sense Uncensored, 1 o'clock live every Monday here on GFBS. For the people tuning in now who aren't familiar with it, why don't you film the viewers about it?
Well, we just look around not only North Dakota, but Minnesota, Michigan, some other places, and we look for people that don't seem to be able to get their voices heard. The major media or the mainstream media wants to marginalize them. And I feel that they have a good story that they need to get out, and so I offer them that opportunity. And we allow people to make judgments by providing them with facts.
Gosh, yeah, and people can find you. Everyone, we were hoping to have you in studio today. I'm glad, super glad you're able to call in and just fill in people about it. Any shows coming up here in the coming weeks here you want to give people a sneak preview about?
Well, we're supposed to have Tom Campbell on the 25th. We've had Rick Becker, his running mate and stuff, on previously. On the 18th, we have a young military man who lost his guns in a dispute with an ex-wife. And now that she's living in New York and he's still stationed at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, not only does he have to schedule to see his children and drive hundreds of miles to see them, he still can't get his guns back. So we're going to be discussing some of that. And we've got a lot of interesting guests that come on. We've talked with people that are involved in the Williston School Board, where there's $377 million that were found missing or misappropriated in 5 years. So it's stuff that appeals to just the everyday person that's feels that they aren't getting their story out.
There you go. And people can find you, again, every Monday, 1 o'clock. And, gosh, Kit, thank you so much. You know, like Paul said a little bit ago here, nothing but shout-outs for bringing it each and every week and just being part of the Grand Forks Best Source family of shows.
Not a problem. You guys take care. Have a great day.
Awesome. Thank you. See you later, Kit. We have one more host here on the line here. We got a couple more hosts here coming into the studios here just in a little bit. We'll rotate them in here, but I want to make sure to get to the other host we have online right now. Icky, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
All right. We have Mr. Icky Ichabod. He brings it every Friday night here on Grand Forks Best Source. His shows air at 9 p.m. On Grand Forks Best Source. Or again, with all our shows, you can catch them on demand anytime, anywhere. Just search Grand Forks Best Source on your favorite podcast social media app. Icky Ichabod, why don't you tell people who may not be aware of your show, the name of your show, and what it's all about?
Well, I do cult movies and things like that, whether they be horror, science fiction, comedy, and some stuff people have never heard of, you know. Just trying to open people's eyes to different forms of artistic expression through cinematography. Actually, next week we're going to be doing the show The Lost Boys. So,
Lost Boys for next week, and you have a new episode airing tonight, I believe, right?
Yes, it was. It was Weird Wrestling.
Yeah, you'll be closing out the GFBS 4-year anniversary special. Every 3 weeks you rotate out one episode of Weird Cinema for Weird Wrestling, and it's kind of covering all the whole spectrum of the obscure parts of the wrestling world, right?
Yeah.
And I think what is Hardcore Legends tonight?
Yes, it is. Volume 1.
And I think was it Nick Gage, Mr. Pogo, John Moxley,
and Sting.
The Stinger.
Darby Allin.
Yes, Darby Allin. Yeah. People can find out all about it. Find out about your show. Tune in 9 p.m. tonight. And you mentioned Lost Boys coming up a week from today. It will be your next episode.
Yeah. Frog Brothers.
Yes. Yeah, you got your boy Victor here also.
How's it going, man?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good, man. Doing good. 4 years, man. I can't believe we're all here.
Yeah.
4 years.
Icky, I thought you was going to be in the studio, man.
I don't know.
Something happened. So.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Icky?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, I thought you was going to be in the studio. Why are you not here, man?
Something happened.
Okay, you know life happens every time, man. What's going on, man? 4 years. Four years.
It feels good. I was here for the 3-year anniversary, too.
Blessings.
Icky, your show has been on the air now since I believe like summer of 2022. Do you have like a favorite memory if people want to dig in the archives, they got one or two shows that are your personal favorite that you recorded?
Probably my personal favorites would be Sleepaway Camp. My next favorite after that would be The Toxic Avenger.
That's a good one.
And then anything by Tim Burton.
Very, very good.
I would say would be good.
There you go. Yeah, you've done a few Tim Burton movies, and the wrestling ones have always been a blast to record with you. And I believe Victor had a special surprise for you. I don't know if you still have that. Victor, you said you wanted to do something for Icky when he called in.
Yes. I don't know if you can. I know you can hear the Wizard of course. He is here with me, of course, and he has something to say to you. Hello, Icky. This is the Wizard of Weird. And I'm very glad that it's 4 years since you've been here with us. I'm just so happy that you can see. And he's right here.
Victor, yes, this is Icky Ichabod's co-host, the Wizard of Weird. Or where do you say he resides, Icky? A toxic waste dump?
Yes.
Yeah, the toxic waste dump.
Yes, hello. It is I, the Wizard of Weird, and I'm so happy and glad that all of you have come and joined us for this magical journey and seeing 4 years. Now, if you look at me, I am old, as you can see by this beard, but it is not going to impale this incredible journey we've been on. Now, Gandalf, he can suck it, because I am the greatest wizard that ever lived in this world. Because, let's face it, no one has anything on me. Not even Godzilla or King Kong. And that's a Denzel reference for anyone who doesn't know.
Oh, I love it. Oh,
yes,
gosh.
Yes.
4 years! Woo!
It's been a good 4 years.
It has!
Oh, gosh. Yeah, everyone's got to make sure to tune. Go ahead.
I gotta say thank you to Paul and John.
Yeah, they're the originals. They made
it up. The guy off the street didn't have any experience whatsoever with radio broadcast, and they gave him a show, and they didn't just give him one show; they gave him two shows.
That's right, Weird Cinema and Weird Wrestling. Oh gosh. Icky, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of this roundtable special today, looking back on 4 years of memories of Grand Forks Best Source. Any closing thoughts? I know we got some other GFBS hosts here that just came in. We're kind of rotating people in and out. Anything you want to leave the viewers with?
Well, I'm gonna end with like how I end my show to begin with. Hey, we're Grand Forks.
Awesome. All right.
We love you, Icky.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in, Icky. Viewers, tune in tonight for a new episode of Weird Wrestling at 9 o'clock.
So long, Icky.
I'll give you a call tomorrow, Dale. I got to talk to you.
All right. Sounds good, man. I'll talk to you then. I see a couple people commenting in the chat there. John Biergard saying you guys are great. Kaylee Elizabeth saying looking forward to every Dirty Thursday. Happy anniversary. Hey, viewers, commenters, we're in here. What you have to say, comments or questions, we'll make sure to keep our eyes peeled for you. I know yesterday, speaking of Dirty Thursday, huge, huge episode with Donnie Schatz and Layla and Amelia Eisenshank. They had really great, just a banger of an interview John did with them all. So yeah, make sure to check that out.
Am I off the air?
No, Icky, you're still on. But yeah, give me a call tomorrow.
Sorry.
Oh, you're good. I'll catch up with you tomorrow. Or if you just want to listen in, whatever you want to do.
I'll just talk to you guys tomorrow.
All right. See you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All good. See Keith coming in the chat. Happy anniversary, GFBS. Hell yeah. Keith, a regular viewer to Fork Sports Highway. Hopefully some of the, I know I gave the shout out to some of the Fork Sports Highway hosts. Hopefully to have them call on. I know Bill Deutsch was in the studio hanging out earlier today. Always great to see him. We have a couple more, a new fresh batch of hosts that joined in here. So I'm just going to go around the horn here. To my right, you can find them on Grand Forks Best Source every Tuesday at 11 a.m. For Hidden Agenda, and he is the one, the only, David Waterman. Hello.
Hello. Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Great to be here. It's nice to see you.
Yeah.
What's going on today? Is this some special day or something?
This isn't an official, this is just a special four-year anniversary roundtable. It's kind of started off with John, Katie, and Paul, and rotating people in and out here, just trying to get a shout-out to as many GFBS hosts as possible.
I see.
Yeah, and we got people walking by out there.
So I didn't realize. So 4 years.
Well, I think as John stated at the top of the show, the official anniversary day is St. Patrick's Day, but that's on a Sunday during the weekend, so doing the celebration today.
So this is very cool. So what happened was I was just driving, just walking by, and I saw Katie, and I thought, man, they pulled in the big guns. There's got to be something big happening today. I better check this out. And so I haven't even had a chance to say hi to her because you've been on and she was on the other side. And I thought, you know, I'm a little tired. Been walking around the mall all day. Just kidding. I just got here. I thought I'll just sit down and join you. So tell me, are you interviewing what do you want? What do you want?
Well, I'm just kind of going around. Kind of like last year, we did a similar thing last year for the 3-year anniversary of one host.
The one I missed.
I
don't think I got the memo, actually, for that. I think there was a little bit of discrimination going
what?
On there.
No way.
I don't know what happened. I couldn't make it or something. I just funning you.
Well, if I remember right, I think there was like a mini blizzard last year.
Did you? Yes, I think there was too. And by the way, is Dean here today?
Or is it just you? You know, Dean, he's gone missing. His face is on milk cartons everywhere. So if you see Dean, give a out the bat signal.
People ask me about Dean from time to time.
Oh, really?
Yes, they really do. They do.
That Dean, he is a rascal.
People don't know that. Yeah, that's right. He is. So, did you want me to say something about Hidden Agenda?
Yeah.
What we're all about for those people that haven't ever seen the show.
Yeah.
So it's a very cool show. We basically review movies and TV shows and stuff like that. Games. We do that, and that's pretty much the focus of the show.
Oh. I think you're getting some of your shows mixed up there.
Can I just say, because I mean, David literally, the first time I met David, literally, talking to him about films, literally, we can just go on and on every time I talk to him, every time.
Yes.
I enjoy talking to you, David.
Thank you.
Oh, actually,
I appreciate that. I love it. You've got a great show.
Yes.
I love your show.
David, we've had on a few episodes of Big Screens and TV Streams, our movie and TV review show, and those were, oh my gosh, I think the last episode you were on, that was so awesome. We did a compare contrast to the story of Moses.
Yes.
Yes, right. and the Ten Commandments versus Exodus, which was done by
Ridley Scott
with Christian Bale, and what a joke.
Yeah, but you were. Well, I thought you brought so much information. You did like research and a half for that one. That was such a deep dive.
Well, you know what? We want people to leave. If they watch a show on GFBS, we want them to leave knowing more than they did when they came here, right?
Yes, sir. Oh,
I mean, isn't that the whole idea?
Yes.
If it doesn't bring some edification in some way or another, then what's the point? Might as well tune into, I don't know. No, there's really nothing else worth turning into in this town.
It's like literally every time I talk to Dave, it's like I'm talking to myself.
Right. So Hidden Agenda is really about the things that are going. Last week, I don't know if you
I filled in to produce last week. Yeah.
You did produce last week. That's why you look familiar.
Yeah. That might have been someone else.
So last week, we reviewed the story of Daniel, how Daniel was thrown in the lion's den, and what came out. So Hidden Agenda is someone's got a hidden agenda here, and at that point, it was the satraps and the other commissioners who wanted to kill Daniel because he was just great. I mean, he was awesome. God gave him phenomenal abilities to do things that nobody else could do, and so he was highly regarded by King Darius. And so these guys were just jealous. Mm. It's like nothing is new. I mean, nothing. We see the exact same thing happening in government today as was happening back then. You get one good guy in, and everybody wants to wipe him out, you know, slander them and throw him in jail. Wait, does that sound
That sounds vaguely familiar.
It sounds familiar. What's going on right now?
There may be some correlation to current events there.
Sounds like someone we know.
It kind of does, doesn't it?
Dave, it's got to be such an interesting year of shows from the last few months, especially with I know a big focus on a lot of your episodes in the recent months has been the big conflict with Israel and Hamas there. And a lot of big deep dives on your more recent episodes on that from the last several months. And then, you know, this is an election year, so I can only imagine what future episodes later this year has in store for you.
Yeah, it's an election year, and we have, I mean, first, the very first show I was on, I came on as the executive director of Midwest Public Health Coalition. I was invited on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock to talk about masks and COVID, because everybody was being told to mask up, and, you know, there's all this fear out there, and then there's this vaccine coming, and so I was invited on to talk about that, because it was something that we had done a real deep dive into. And we were at the time, we were the only ones that we knew that were actually looking into it around the country. So anyway, I came on the show, and at the end of the show,
go ahead.
At the end of the show, John said to me, "Wow, an hour and 20 minutes. That's the longest show we've ever done. Can you come back next week?" I said, sure. Okay. So I came back the next week and we talked about it some more, and he said, "Wow, an hour 25. That's the longest show we've ever done. Can you come back next week?" So he kept doing that, and after a year, he stopped asking me to come back, and instead, at the end of the show, he'd say, "So, what are you going to talk about next week?"
And you're like, "Hey, so I guess we got a show."
It kind of went from there, right. So, and it turns out, and I really appreciate this about John, he said to me after we'd done the show for a year, and then Dan Stanislavski, who was originally in hiding, because he worked for USDA, and he said, "If anybody knows that I'm contributing to this, that I'm talking about this, I'll get fired." And after a few months, he said, "Forget it, I'm quitting." And he quit his job and came to work full-time for Midwest Public Health Coalition doing research, because he's got a PhD in molecular biology and biochemistry. Yeah.
We should give a shout-out to Dan Stanislavski.
Give a shout-out to Dan. Absolutely.
That takes a lot, man. Just quit your job and just go to the other side. Man,
that's a guy good. With some backbone.
Yeah, very much so.
He was a huge part of the show there for like the first year and a half, 2 years or so. I know what he's since moved away, I know.
He's now a principal and a science teacher in a school in Ohio.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Cool. But I miss him. I mean, I really, because he's a very smart guy and he really, really dedicated to getting the truth out about COVID, about vaccines, about the COVID vaccine, about a lot of the medical mischief that's going on in the country right now. I mean, people don't want to think that Big Pharma is just out there to make money.
Yeah. Mm. Joe,
no one wants to think that, right? But hey, reality sometimes jumps up and bites you in the elbow, and you have to kind of go, wow, that's... I mean, we want to think that they're there making products that'll make us healthy.
Yeah.
But Paul, it looks like
you have something to jump in here.
Yeah, hopefully I can articulate this well. So, you know, GFBS, when we came up with this idea, it was to focus around events and things that are going on in the Grand Forks community. And we opened this studio 2 weeks before the pandemic hit. Mm. And I consider GFBS to be one of two things. Or two of two things. So first off, we do interviews with, you know, local non-charities, things that are going on in the community, you know, whatever you can think of. And the second one is, well, was the Great Reset and now is Hidden Agenda, because we have learned so much from the Midwest Public, or Midwest
Public Health Coalition.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
It's been a long day.
No, you got it.
Midwest Public Health Coalition and, you know, Dr. Dan. I mean, we still have emails rolling in crazy from, you know, the stuff that he has exposed. And, you know, it's just, you have the Grand Forks side of things with GFBS, and then you have the actual, like, national information of what you guys have been talking about for the last 3 years. And you have these podcasts like Dan Bongino, Ben Shapiro, all these ones. And I swear to God, they are listening to the episodes of The Great Reset or Hidden Agenda for their content. Because you're always ahead of the game, always ahead of the curve. It's remarkable. I mean, and just the amount of stuff that you've seen go on throughout this entire last 4 years and to where we are now, it's not a lie. Yeah. I mean, this stuff actually is happening. I mean, you've seen the censorship from big tech media. Yeah. You've seen the lies from the pharmaceutical companies. You've seen the lies from the government. You've seen the mandates. You've seen all of this stuff come to fruition. And we were talking about it. Well, I shouldn't say we were. I should say you were 4 years ago. And, you know, I mean, anybody that thinks that GFBS doesn't bring the facts, you know what? Go back 4 years from when we started. Fact check us now.
I mean, come on. I mean, you guys, like, to be fair, like, when I came on this show, like, it didn't matter what show I was, like, guest starring on. I mean, every person here at the GFBS family, we're not here to, like, lie to you or, you know, BS you. We're here basically to tell you what you guys need to know. When I first came here, I can tell you.
Really quickly, because GFBS, everybody says Grand Forks bullshit.
Yeah.
The bullshit isn't we're bullshitting, it's we're calling out the bullshit.
Exactly.
Tell the truth.
We're not yellow journalism here, you. When we, like David said, when we come here and we tell you what you guys need to know, like, you're going to leave here thinking, yeah, that was true. Because the other podcasts don't do that. They want to give you all this crap and say, oh, this isn't real and that's not real. Like we said before, even, hey, the Wizard said it best. No one has anything on me. Thank you, Wizard.
Oh, God.
So, Paul, I just want to respond to that, because I'm very humbled by your comments, and I really appreciate it very much. One thing that I was going to say this just a minute ago, that I really appreciate about both you and John, at the one-year anniversary for, at that point, it was the Great Reset, John said, you know, you've been coming on here for a year and saying a bunch of stuff. And when you first, the first couple months you were on the show, I thought you were a little nuts. Because you were just saying something. No one else was saying this. And you're saying that all this is a big scam and all that. But he said, it's all true. We now know that it's true. He said the same thing a year later when more stuff had come out. And so he said, yeah, there were people who say, oh, get that nutcase off your show. He's an idiot and he doesn't know anything. And he said, now I talk to them and they say nothing.
Yeah,
the truth is the truth.
The truth is the truth. And nobody has a corner on it, but you have to go out and look for it. Because if you don't, all you'll hear is lies and propaganda.
Oh, yeah.
And that's not good. The fact of the matter is there are evil people in the world.
Oh, yeah.
And they want to take advantage of every one of us in this room. And they want us to line up behind their agenda and do it to our own destruction.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's what it'll end up doing. And they want all of us to hate each other, and they want all of us to disagree with each other. And there's this old saying, you know, united we stand,
divided we fall.
That's it. Divided I mean, it's just as true today as it was when somebody said it 200 years ago.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes. David,
also, hi, Dan, miss you.
Oh, yes, yes.
Hi, Dan, miss you.
Yes, we got to make sure to shoot this to Dan here. Get Dan. Yeah, we definitely miss him. We got to have him call in on a future Hidden Agenda or something.
We should have him do that. Yeah, we should have him do that.
I was sorry. Go ahead.
No, no. I was just going to say if I was going to talk about any hidden agenda, Ted, because that's the thing that I like to do is to talk about something and sometimes I forget to say, here's the hidden agenda behind this story that I'm talking about that day. But hopefully, I mean, the people that watch this show, they're smart people, right? You know, if I was going to talk about anything hidden going on, like, you know, locally or regionally, who knows who Alejandro Mayorkas is? Raise your hand. Alejandro Mayorkas.
I've heard of the name, but I do not.
Head of Department of Homeland Security. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's responsible, other than Joe Biden, for the disaster going on the southern border, right? He's the one that's been telling the ICE agents and the Border Patrol agents and the DHS agents, no, don't send them back to wherever they came from. Just process them in, bring them in. We think this guy might be a terrorist. Process him in. Bring him in. Just bring him in. Send him to a city. That's Alejandro Mayorkas. He's the one that's behind that. I just want to know, why was he in Grand Forks on Monday and nobody talked about it? Nobody knew.
I had no idea. This is all outside my wheelhouse.
Yeah. He was in Grand Forks, and he spent the week going around North Dakota, different places in North Dakota, and nobody's talking about it. There's no press on that. What is our?
Can that be
are we expecting? Are the Canucks gonna flood across the border at Pembina?
You never know.
Is that what's gonna happen? I mean, is that why he's here?
Hey, you heard it first.
Is this potential material for a future hidden agenda?
Well, I mean, it is right now. I'm telling you.
I mean, you're giving the sneak peek.
I am giving a sneak peek, but I mean, he's here now. Why? And why is he here? And why does nobody know that he's here? I mean, why is he not? And by the way, I've got sources, right? Who now, thanks in part to the Midwest Public Health Coalition.
Oh, someone's calling in.
Hold on the line. We'll be with you in just a moment here.
We've spoken all over the state and in other states as well, Minnesota, Montana, Wisconsin, I think. But I now have people that let me know what's going on, you know, which is very nice. And it's been confirmed. He's not just here. He's here with you know, whenever you see President Trump traveling anywhere, he's always flanked by a couple of Secret Service agents, right? Because he's got Secret Service protection for life, which he should. And there are probably a couple more in the back. Alejandro Mayorkas.
Hello.
Oh. I was told he had 15 to 20 Secret Service agents there protecting him.
Wow.
Because if anybody does recognize him,
right?
He's not a popular dude.
Oh, yeah, they'll probably get him.
One sec, David, be right with you.
Is that Alejandro on the line?
We had another caller on the line. I mean, I gave the shout out to the other GFBS host to call in, and they just hung up.
Oh, did he?
shoot.
It was Alejandro.
Oh, gosh.
I bet it was.
Well, if this is a GFBS host, please call back in. I gave the kind of the bat signal, trying to get as many call in as they can today if they couldn't make it in the studio today. But I want to make sure to hear from Victor and Roosevelt about their shows. But, David, people who haven't caught an episode of Hidden Agenda or a Great Reset, and if you were to recommend one or two episodes to dig through the archives, what would you recommend if they want to get a taste of where to jump in at? Or would you just best recommend for people to just join in new episodes every Tuesday?
I would definitely recommend joining the new episode every Tuesday. We are going to be doing more about what's going on in the Middle East because that's not going away anytime soon. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world, but what's happening in the Middle East is, you believe in God, you don't believe in God. What we believe, here's the cool part, and it's also the part that really stinks. Believing something doesn't make it true.
That's very true.
And disbelieving something doesn't make it untrue.
Yeah.
So you can say all day long, well, there's no such thing as God. That doesn't make God disappear, right? God is God, and we don't get to choose. And so God calls Israel the center of the world. That means everything revolves around Israel, okay? It's one of the tiniest countries. It's smaller than Pennsylvania. But that is where God has his focus. He calls it the apple of his eye. He says that they are his, the Jewish people are his treasured possession. And that's a phenomenal statement to make. That shouldn't make the rest of us jealous. It should just help us understand, wow, God's got a special plan for these people. I mean, you have to believe in Jesus to go to heaven, and a lot of Jews don't, but someday the Bible says that they will. What the world, the end of the world, the world events that shape how the world ends and what happens will be focused. You don't have to believe me. It will be focused on Israel. It will start on Israel. In Israel, it will end in Israel. Because that piece of land with those people are the apple of God's eye. And so I think it's really important for us to know what's happening there.
Well, I know that's just a small taste of what people can expect from that and so much more on new episodes of Hidden Agenda. Again, people can find it on Grand Forks Best Source. Just look up Hidden Agenda and just find us on all the podcast, social media apps. Want to throw it now to the person across from me, Mr. Roosevelt. How are you doing, sir?
Man, I'm good. Thank you guys for having me. 4 years y'all been rocking. You know, I'm brand new in the city. So, Mixed Culture, if you guys don't know Mixed Culture, I'm half of Mixed Culture. I got Kimmy, you know what I'm saying? She about to get up here as well. And it's been a blessing to have the platform that, you know, like I say, John. And what's that guy name over there? You know, giving us
Aaron.
Hey, there you go. You know, Aaron gave us this, you know, this position to, you know, be able to have a conversation with a purpose. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Kimmy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Good to see you, man. I'm
just doing it. Woo, David, thank you for coming in, man.
Yes.
I wish you could stay longer because I love talking to you all the time.
We'll get you.
I'll be back.
Yeah, absolutely. Come on in. We'll be going on for a bit here still.
We out here. GFBS.
We're rotating people in back and forth. They're trying to get as many GFBS hosts in as possible. But Roosevelt and Kimmy, welcome. Yeah, you're just telling us all about Mixed Culture.
Yes. Mixed Culture, you know, is a conversation with a purpose. So anytime if you guys tune in, we on GFBS, also Facebook, YouTube, we're everywhere. Any conversation we have, we want to have a purpose behind it. You know, anything that we do, we want to have a purpose with it. What else would you think, Ms. Kimmy?
We basically like to highlight issues that, you know, just normal people, you know, hate talking about, or normal people just are just looking for advice or some sense of, you know, validation, or just normalizing what's going on in the world and, you know, what everybody's experiences are. We also highlight different organizations within the community, and
shout out Love
like
in Action
to connect individuals to those resources. And so I would say we are resourceful. And we definitely are always looking to connect, talk about mental health, talk about relationships, just current events, anything that's going on.
Well, you've interviewed musicians. And
Yes. We had that 50th year hip hop. That was last year. Congratulations to hip hop. It made it 50 years. They thought it was a fad. They thought it wasn't going to do anything. And then we just brung a North Dakota edition to let people know hip hop is all around. You know, we got it in England, but we also got it in North Dakota. Right. You know, when I tell people, where they be like, where you at? I'm in North Dakota. They like, huh?
Right.
We up there? We everywhere. You feel me?
I agree. Like, I'm from Chicago, and we're both from the Midwest, right? We're all from the Midwest, right? But we weren't. Yeah. I wasn't born here, right? I come from Chicago, Illinois, and so it's a different experience for me moving here as an adult as it would be for somebody that has grown up here already. And so, yeah, a lot of times people just think it's just farmland and just animals, and they don't really know what's going on, what's here, you know. Mm-hmm. Just a suburban feel in Grand Forks.
We're here to open up a little light and share something. Let them know that, hey, guess what? We're living up here. We're having fun doing it, too. And it's a purpose for everything. Like I say, it's a purpose for this. Congratulations. We're having a conversation right now with the purpose. 4 years again. Mm-hmm. And, hey, we working on our year, so... Yeah. Hey, be looking forward to, you know, definitely new content, new things, new events.
Yeah, you guys have done about 7, 8, 9 episodes or so about?
We did eight. We're working on our next two to close off that series, and then we're opening up a whole nother series.
Yeah, Paul told us we weren't real podcasters until we completed the season.
There you go. get in the training wheels. Break off the training wheels.
Yeah.
I just want to make a comment, too, about Mixed Culture coming in to the studios, too, because this is something that I thought was just absolutely awesome for GFBS, because everything in Grand Forks always seems to evolve around politics and things on that nature. And now we have a platform where you guys are coming in and, you know, you're you're talking about, you know, community and all kinds of different things that are going on and, you know, ways for people to improve their lives, all that kind of stuff. So it's not just, you know, right wing talk show, you know, radio, whatever. I'm trying to think of the term for it. But yeah, I mean, it's just everything is always just, you know, it's always politics. Everything is always politics.
True.
It seems
true.
You know, it can't and so be. I thank you guys for, you know, showing the community that Grand Forks has more than that to offer.
Blessings. Thank you for letting us support. Get that platform right. to do it. Well, you know what I'm saying? And thank you guys for that vision y'all have for GFBS. You know what I'm saying?
We like to be like, you know, we like to be like Johnny Carson. I don't know if anyone knows who Johnny Carson
come
is.
On.
But
come on.
I know you guys do, but yeah, most people out there don't. And Johnny Carson... So great. Love him. Rest in peace to him. But Johnny Carson, you know, a legend that he is, you know, he on his show, he's like, I don't want to talk about politics, you know. Yeah. I want to have fun and enjoy and laugh, and you guys bring that every day. So
yes,
you know,
man. That's
thank you.
And thank you. I appreciate that, bro. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? That's what we plan on doing. We want to bring, you know what I'm saying, just understanding and just also a smile to your face. Hmm. Even though things are hard out here, even though things are maybe messed up in your life, but it is a silver lining around that cloud if you want to take a look at it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I've been kind of asking, you heard me ask the other hosts who already joined us a little earlier here, if people were to jump into like one episode, would you recommend one episode from the archives to listen to first if people want to get their first sample of mixed culture? Favorite episode?
I think for me, I had fun doing the 50th hip hop. 50th year hip hop, man. I met some cool guys, some cool MCs. It took me back to my childhood when I first was vibing with hip hop. I was a graffiti artist. I was breakdancing. I was hip hop. So when I met some of these guys and heard their flows, I was just like, wow. And then to see them, they're still doing amazing things and still, you know what I'm saying, grinding and growing. So I think for me, it would be that 50th hip hop to understand the guys that's out here in the community living their dreams as well. Mm-hmm. So that, I think that would have been my, you know, so just to get a little taste of it, I think
it was a great hybrid of both commentary and then some awesome jams too.
Yeah. That's what I love. I'm talking about, it was crazy because I remember it was just a thought in my head. It was a thought in my head how I was going to do it, how I wanted to do it, how I seen it happen. And then once I seen it created, it was like, wow, I appreciate you.
I know it's been great having you on. You've been helping on other GFBS shows too. I know we've had you on both big screens and TV streams and Pixel Pros. Sometimes you got to do some amazing voiceover. We did a little like live play reading. You did some phenomenal work for us. That was such a blast.
Man, every time I come to the studio, and I appreciate y'all for letting me, you know, roam the studio and understand this even better. You know, shout out to y'all as well. Because like I said, we got some amazing things coming up. And,
I was going to say, a sneak peek for episodes ahead for either of you here.
What you think? What episode would you recommend?
I like the one about relationships. Mm-hmm. I personally...
Prosecco talk. Yeah.
I think I like delving into varying perspectives and just hearing other people's point of views. And, you know, I like that I can be open-minded. Maybe I can learn something from somebody, you know? Maybe I was... you know, thinking one way and just hearing somebody else's perspective may have swayed that. And so I like open forums, open conversation, just kind of letting things flow versus more so than the interview style, you know. And so I just like that.
Just natural conversations.
I like that it was a topic that affected everybody, that everyone could relate to. And it was on Valentine's Day, so.
Yes, it was. Yeah, like that was pretty dope. That was pretty dope.
Gosh. Mm-hmm. So people can find your show. You usually do a show about like once or twice a month or so on the average,
Once or twice a month. We're looking to, you know, do it every 2 weeks here pretty soon. We getting all the content together, so guys, just be patient with us. Hey, we coming.
We are coming.
So people, look it up. Mixed Culture on Grand Forks Best Source. We've been saying to everyone here, thank you guys so much for being part of the Grand Forks Best Source family of shows.
Thank y'all.
All right. See, we got a couple more comments in the chat. Amanda Jo Enright saying happy anniversary GFBS. She's loved co-hosting Dirty Thursday over the years. I know she's been a big part of it. Co-hosting, I think, well over a dozen episodes here with John on Dirty Thursday. I know I've been seeing her at the racetrack there too when I've been helping fill in that track side too. Amanda Jo rocks. Thank you. All right, going to throw it to my left here, Mr. Victor.
Hey, how's it going,
How's it going, good sir?
Good, man, good. I mean, 4 years. Man, we have come such a long way, you guys. Like, this is just is insane. Like, look at this. This is a party, and I'm ready to party, man.
This has been such an awesome turnout. I'm glad so many GFBS hosts have been coming in today to just talk about 4 years of Grand Forks Best Source Memories. Victor, in case people aren't familiar, you're part of Big Screens and TV Streams, yes. our movie and TV review show here on GFBS. Yes, with me and Paul.
Yes.
And yeah, it's, yeah. Talk, you are the film and movie guru. I like it so much.
I appreciate you guys.
Yes, he is. He do his due diligence.
Yes. Oh, you guys are too sweet.
I know. Whenever Paul and I are just blanking out on a random director or a movie or a movie came out, you're just boom, 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 and you're just on top of it. And yeah, you bring the movie knowledge like no other. I know. Well, you go to, like, you're part of, like, a film club, right? Or a movie club?
Yes, I do go to I go to a lot of movies anyway by myself. But, yeah, I do go to a movie club. I'm right now taking a break and doing a lot of other stuff. I've been so busy this year, man. It's been so nuts. But, I do go to movies with, my friends and such. And, you know, they enjoy, and I enjoy just, I don't even have to do anything, really. I love, watching the movie because I love movies, as you all know. But I love seeing their faces. The experience that people get from watching a movie, it's, even if I've seen it, I love seeing their faces because it makes me very happy. Cinema does a lot of things to people, and it brings a lot of experiences to people, and I've always enjoyed that. As my boy Spike Lee always says, I love movies. I love them, and I don't know where I'd be without them. So, I mean, it's in my blood. It's what I've loved all my life, and, you know, I did not go to film school. I went, you know, as my boy Quentin said, I went to film. So that's always what I've done, man, and it's always been, the film gods have always been good to me, just like the comic gods have always been good to me. So, yeah.
So every other week we do Big Screens and TV Streams every other Thursday at 1 p.m. there. Yes. Sometimes a little later, but yeah. So it's usually the latest TVs and movies and TV shows we stream. But every now and again, we'll do like a special themed episode.
Yes, and those are always fun. We get to, in fact, the last time we did it, Dale here got to give us a bunch of 3 movies from different genres, and we had to pick which ones we were all going to review. So we did Doomsday, we did Extraction, which was really, really funny.
Extraction.
Yeah. Extraction, I'm like, that was action.
Yeah, that was a Chris Hemsworth action movie. Yeah. That's another good action.
To be fair, that was also a Mark Wahlberg movie too.
Yeah. Or maybe I'm getting people mixed up. Thinking Chris Hemsworth.
That was there's 2 movies to that. So there's one with Chris Hemsworth, then there's one with Mark Wahlberg and Extract. So that's my bad. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just going crazy because I can't believe
we're going over the whole.
You sound excited.
I am excited.
So rewarding.
Victor brings the excitement.
He's doing something that you just truly love.
I love you guys. I don't mean shit to rub you, but
I love your energy.
Thank you. But no, man, like, this is so crazy because, like I said, you guys, 4 years, man, like, and I'll never stop telling this story because it's one of my favorites. I remember the first time Dale and Paul, they came to the theater and they were doing Live on Location and they were doing it for the remake of Firestarter. And I remember my boss / friend, shout out to Hollywood Heroes, who I work with since 5 years. And then my friend / boss, Miss Nancy, they came up to her and they said, you know, can we talk movies with you? She's like, I know nothing about movies, but I know someone who did. And I can't thank her enough for including me with that, because
that's when we first met you. Yeah, that was when we first met. Been a staple of the GFBS family ever since.
Yep, and they invited me on here, and it's been 4 years now, and I just...
Going hard.
Right?
Lovely ride, I'm sure.
Oh, it's been such a great ride, and, you know, I want to take a time to also say to everybody here who came in and who was, you know, having fun with all of us, you know, I say to Paul, to Katie, to Dale, to, you know, this man, lovely man here, of course, on my left, and of course, this lovely woman sitting, of course, right across from me, and, you know, David and everybody, I can't tell you how proud and honored I am to be a part of the GFBS family. It's been so good to me, and you guys have been so wonderful and kind. And like I said, we're not a yellow journalism, you know, place. We tell you the truth, and that's nothing but it. And, you know, we want you all to leave here with a smile on your face and hopefully a lot of energy as you go out and saying we want you to have more, man. We want you to come back for more. And I can't tell you how, like I said, it's a blessing in disguise that I got to be here 4 years with you guys. And, you know, from the pizza to the cookies to everything that we've been...
Oh, yeah, goodies like back there.
It's just been so great, and we want to thank every sponsor. We want to thank everybody. I just really appreciate everybody who included me into this family, and, you know, it's just great to be a part of the family.
Victor, we'll get... I'm abusing this crowd clap button again, so many thanks for the kind words. You know, you've heard me been asking everyone, do you have, like, a favorite... If people were to jump into one random episode of Big Screens and TV Streams for the archives, which one would you recommend? What's your favorite episode?
Oh man, there's so many, but you know what, I gotta say, you know, the ones with me, Dale, and Katie, and, you know, and Paul, and we all were just laughing about random stuff. I have to say it was more where we were talking about what was it? We were talking actually about it was a Titanic joke we all made, and Katie was just not happy with us. But I know she was smiling underneath at that joke, even though it was at her expense. But no, it was I had to say one of the episodes with I take it back. The one what was it? The top 10 movies of this year. That was so much fun. I know sometimes, as I explained to all of you guys out there, I didn't like doing it because, I mean, I can't pick just one. Yeah. I mean, there's so many. I mean, yeah, there's so many out there, you guys, from different genres and different, you know, aesthetics to doing everything. I mean, there's so many things we could talk about on this show. I mean, from movies to comic books to everything pop culture related. I mean, it's just wild, man. And I mean, I could pick any episode I want, but I mean, I would have to say that joking one.
Yeah, the top 10 movies of the year episodes of Big Screens and TV Streams are always one of the ones I look forward to the most of the year. Just doing our compare and contrast, and sometimes we could go, you know, we'll jokingly jest with each other. Why is that movie on your list? That movie sucks. And, you know.
Because me and Dale and Paul, I mean, and I'm sure you all seen the Batman movie. He just...
Oh, yeah. Paul loves to give us grief about the Batman with Mr. Robert Pattinson. And Paul, do you have a favorite memory of Big Screen? We're talking about Big Screens and TV Streams. A random favorite episode to recommend to viewers, or just a random Big Screens and TV Streams memory that just comes to mind for you there.
I just do your review.
Yeah.
Or I will have to say even though there's a lot of favorite ones, but you know, my favorite one of course has to be when Paul and I did the tribute to the late great Mr. Carl Weathers. Rest in peace, man.
You guys immortalized the Predator handshake.
Literally. And I remember, you know, Paul just like literally turned the camera, and I didn't think he was going to do it, but Paul turned the camera. Literally, he's like, "Can you turn the camera on me?" And I knew what he was going to do. I was like, "You son of a bitch." And he would just join it right there. I was like, that was so cool, man. I was like, let's go.
Oh,
that was still one of the greatest movie moments ever. Arnold Schwarzenegger, Carl Weathers. I mean, my God. What two powerful just
what movie y'all talking about?
Oh, Predator.
Predator. Oh, Predator?
Yeah. That was
You seen the new Predator?
The new Predator
with
was
the
weird.
With the little young lady? It was weird.
It was good. It was very fun to see that, you know, different cultures that he took on. So the Predator, and I'm sure you all know who he is. He is a very powerful alien who, of course, he does not attack anyone who is not a threat to him. He only attacks those who are worthy of the challenge, and this young lady was definitely worthy of the challenge.
She wasn't giving up. She was cold with it. I did enjoy that one.
She was badass, and he gratefully respected her. He's like, you know, she's got some traps on her. I respect her for that. Awesome. So I very much appreciate that.
Victor, again, you know, I think I speak for everyone, for John, Paul, everyone here at GFBS, just thank you so much for being a part of the GFBS family of shows and just bring it like you do for every episode of Big Screens and TV Streams, man.
Absolutely.
Every episode you bring it. I'm talking about, I'd be wondering where he get his energy from.
Yes, no. It is untapped.
Well, I promise.
I got to tell you guys, you know, you guys help me bring the energy all the time. And like I said, guys, tune in to everybody else's. You know, they're just mixing it up and having fun and enjoying themselves. So, I mean, like I said, we want to leave you with a smile on your face when you leave out of here, and all the energy we can just muster in here. So tune in. We love you. We need you. We want you to be here.
Yes.
Gosh, yes. I think we got one more show to talk about here for Midwest for Grand Forks Best Source that we haven't touched on yet, where we saw a bunch of the hosts. So I don't know if Katie and Paul want to come up to one of the mics here or one of the chairs. You know, we're going to touch on one of the other shows here that all the hosts are on that you guys are a part of every other week here.
Rule Brothers.
Come on.
Yeah.
Rule Brothers.
Katie's like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Gotta talk about Rule Brothers.
Yes. Yeah. I gave the shout out to Shannon and Alan a couple hours ago. I told them when we're recording, hey, we still want to hear from you guys, the Brew Brothers, Mr. Alan Kirkaby, Shannon Schell. Check them out every other Thursday night on Grand Forks Best Source at 9 o'clock is when their show airs. They just had a new episode last night talking about the latest in the craft brewing scene. I had a chance to sit in on a couple episodes. Those guys are a trip and a half, and I know Shannon introduced me to so many cool beers where I'm like, hey, whenever you let me know.
Amazing.
Yes,
beer.
Yes. Check them out.
I didn't even know I like beer like this.
Yes. hey, Shannon or Alan, if you're listening, call in or stop, and I think we're going to be on the air for a little bit longer here. 701-213-0863. And again, people watching live, comments or questions are welcome. But we got Katie back here to my right.
Yes.
And I believe Paul, if you want to step up to the other mic or whatever, Paul. And Ivy is back here too. We were talking about big screens and TV streams here for a little bit, and we want to talk a little bit about the other show I we're all a part of here, the Midwest Super Pixel Pros.
Oh yeah,
yes.
Ivy was on
it. Ivy,
cool.
Ivy, you're on an episode of that, I believe. You got to play some Ninja Turtles.
Hell
now,
yeah!
I would say I was one of the best ones.
Yep. That was the best.
Throwing down the gauntlet.
The best episode, Victor. I believe you're on a couple episodes as well. I think you played some Ninja Turtles as well.
Yes, I did, and. Oh my gosh, the Ninja TMNT always got to have turtle power on that.
Yeah,
we got, and I want to beat the rest of the game because literally we were all so close to beating it. Hadn't you know, Crane came in, because if Crane didn't come in with his, you know, bots and everything, it would have been so easy to
beat. And I think you got one of the most memorable GFBS moments of all time when you dared to do the challenge of the Lil Nitro gummy bear.
Right.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
That was the literally.
Was it 100 times hotter than the chip?
Yeah, actually, yes. I actually swallowed that thing. I did not chew it. It was, and let me tell you guys, it was hard as a brick. You couldn't chew the thing. And,
I'll say that.
Yeah, and literally.
Well, Katie, that was.
I take fault for that.
Katie, that was sitting in the studio for like a year and a half or so at that point, right?
Yeah, and there's still one more. That's like 2 years. Old.
I would do it, but I've already proven myself.
Yes. Victor, you survived it.
They can't actually sell that stuff anymore, right?
No, they don't.
Well, they banned the chips, at least. Yeah.
That thing, let me tell you, as old as that is, that ain't old, because it still got its effect, because, man, when I swallowed it, I was like, I was fine, and then I remember Katie and Raven came in, and I was like, I'm going to excuse myself for a bit.
I think you were in the bathroom for a half hour to the point where it's like, I'm going to check on Victor.
Yeah, I was like, well.
Victor, are you okay? Yep. Okay.
I was like, I did it. I was like, I did it. Oh, yeah, I did it, but I paid for it immensely.
Oh, gosh. Hey, crowd applause for that. All right. Hey. I think we're at about 2.5 years of Midwest Super Pixel Pros. Katie and Paul were in it from the beginning. Again, shout out to Mr. Steve Smalls for helping me kick it off there, or else I wouldn't be here. But Katie, Paul, we've done so many games from old school to new school and checked out so many crazy esports clips. Current game or memory of Midwest Super Pixel Pros that you would recommend new viewers to check out, just dig into the archives, a memory or a game that you've loved playing or a moment that comes to mind. Katie, I'll throw it to you.
If you want to laugh, watch the chip.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you guys were sweating.
If you want a good laugh.
I think we've done the chip challenge at least a few times. I know you and Paul did it once.
You take it like a pro now. You're like, no, this is nothing.
I got a tolerance to it now somehow, yeah.
I remember Paul and Katie, like, literally, I watched the first take of it, and Katie's like, whew.
So we, like, split it in the thirds. I took just a little tiny bit, and they finished the rest. And, yeah, it was not fun.
Paul, I believe it did a number on Katie and Paul.
I was under the sink for an hour.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
No, I got a picture of it, too.
My dad, when he came home, he told me about the one chip challenge, and he said, like, he drank, like, a whole jug of milk.
Yes, oh, gosh. I remember before, you're like, this is going to be, you're like, Paul, this is going to be nothing. This is going to be nothing. So, and then you were, it was just, you were like, maybe it is something. Paul, random memory of Midwest Super Pixel Pros that comes to mind for you. Game, moment, discussion segment. They're about 2.5 years of the episodes.
All right, see you later.
Hey.
Oh, hold on.
Oh, wait, Paul has to step out for a sec. So I'll share a random moment of my own that really stuck out to me. The one of the moments where a retro game challenge moment we're throwing around, and we did the Power Pad, world class track and field. And I believe if people don't remember the Power Pad, it's the mat you plug into your Nintendo. You step on the mat, kind of like a DDR mat to get your track and field runners to go. So, Katie, I think me and you, we did a round of it. And then I think Paul and Katie did a round of it. And Paul did the old school power pad. You tap it to make it go faster. But I think he may have been a little late on the draw on it. And, Katie, you were gunning it like a pro track and field runner. And you still managed to come out ahead and just come out ahead. And, Paul, and you were a little lit up afterwards.
Oh, I was. Because you run with your feet, not with your hands.
I believe you had a quote afterwards. You're looking at me. You're like,
yeah.
I'm like, Katie, what's the trademark mantra of Midwest Super Pixel Pros? Don't suck. Don't cheat. I'm pissed.
Did I say that?
Yeah. It was great. It was awesome. You still won though.
Yeah, I did.
No cheating will overcome Katie's gaming prowess.
I always have to give it to Katie because, like, literally, if we were, like, and I know you've all seen The Office, like, literally, Katie's moments are like Jim Halpert moments, literally. If the camera could just go to her face and just, exactly, just like she's making now, her face right now, she's making a Jim Halpert moment.
I didn't realize it was on me.
She just changed it to be like, okay.
Oh gosh. So, yeah, I mean, so many memorable. We every couple of months we do an episode where we put the Ultimate Pixel Pro Championship belt on the line. Yeah. And those are all over the place. I think we've all had our reigns with a championship gold there. Was there a certain Ultimate Pixel Pro Championship gameplay challenge or moment that where you're like, "Oh gosh, that really stood out for you over the years here?" Katie or Paul?
The chicken horse battles.
Yes.
Mario Kart, that's only good.
Well, the Mario Kart one where you all of a sudden you did like 30 hours of practice and you just schooled us.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I got my payback.
Yeah, you got your payback. That had to have felt great. Yeah, yes.
That was great.
Yes. I think we did 8 races. You annihilated us in 7 of them.
Yeah.
Practice was worth it, right?
Yes, it was.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh,
now
gosh.
You guys can pick next time.
Yes. Oh, gosh. Paul, oh, yeah. Any other memories? It's so much fun busting out the games. We were playing some games just off air here earlier in the show, hanging out here. But any other random moments of Midwest Super Pixel Pros over the years?
Like the volleyball one where you get spiked in the head.
Yes. Oh, yes. The concussion, volleyball concussions. Yeah. You can knock out the players. Yes. Oh, gosh. Great stuff. Oh, great stuff. Well, if I see Alvin in the chat saying happy anniversary. What's up, Al? Thank you. I believe we're about to wind down here and wrap things up. Is there anything from anyone else here? You want to hop on the mic here?
Yeah. Who's that? Yeah. Who's that kid?
The unknown.
Who's that kid?
Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Jump around and yeah.
You're already known as is.
Yes. Yes.
Who's that
yes.
Guy?
He's a fan.
I know I've seen you at the racetrack. Why don't you introduce yourself for the viewers here?
Yeah, this is the first for you, Nick.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Nick Curtis. Always watch Dirty Thursday. I know you guys always respond to me saying good morning and all that.
So, regular in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Even though I probably shouldn't be watching while I'm driving and all that, but...
You're one of the first ones that log on. Nick Curtis is watching.
That's right. Oh, yeah. I'll be like to John. I'm like, oh, John, look who's first again.
Yeah. Good morning, all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. What was it? Last week, Tim Quiaba, when I got done playing hockey with him, he said he was going to try and beat me on Thursday last week to saying good morning and all that.
Oh, gosh. But no, he has no match for your trigger finger.
No.
Well, gosh.
I will have the phone set up and all that, and I'll be waiting to refresh every time.
Oh, yep.
Every time when you guys are about ready to go on and all that, and if you guys aren't in or on right away, I'll like message John and be like, where are you guys at? Oh, like, yeah. What the heck?
Yeah, there may be every now and again where we're trying to do one last round of audio checks, and you're making sure we're on top of our game. So, loyal listener to Dirty Thursday, I think John mentioned it's coming up on its 200th episode here in like a month or two. So, wow. Almost 200 episodes. Do you have a standout favorite Dirty Thursday episode?
or at least one
that comes to mind.
Katie and I were just talking about this when the California boys were in town and all that. Oh, and
Amy Sexton,
came
right?
In.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sexton and Crowder when Amy came in.
Oh,
Sally
the run
O'Malley.
In. Yes.
That was one of my favorite episodes.
Gosh, yeah. I remember you did an awesome clip of that.
I did. I had to.
Yeah,
everyone knows Amy. She's awesome.
Yes. Oh, God, yeah. Yes, Amy Nygaard. Oh, my gosh. I know we replayed for the best of Dirty Thursday. We replayed an episode at the end of the year, kind of like one of the best episodes of the year, from the Racing Wives series there when Amy was on from last year. That was kind of like the end of the year best of replay. So, yeah.
Yeah, I do that every year.
Gosh, yeah. And Katie, you do the amazing best of Dirty Thursday roundups too every year. So much fun on Dirty Thursdays every Thursday.
She's on there quite a few times.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And yeah, get you guys ready for the race season ahead here in just over a month away.
A little over a month.
Yeah. Yes. May 3rd or Test and Tune, I think.
May 3rd, Test and Tune, I think. And then the next week, May 10th, I think, is when we're actually supposed to start.
Yeah, and I guess we kind of have our nationwide going on right now with the World of Outlaws.
Yep. I don't know if...
I don't know if they're racing. They're out last week, and I don't know what the weather situation is in Texas right now.
I know Wes was saying that there was some weather popping up around the area, so they weren't 100% yet.
Mm-hmm. Just because there isn't racing here, there's still racing everywhere else. So.
Yeah. So much racing going on already with the nationwide circuits. They always like to get the early jump on in the southern states there, you know, whether it be NASCAR, F1, World of Outlaws, or the other many, 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 you know, southern U.S. circuits there. But, yeah, gosh, yeah. Nick, thank you so much for just tuning in each and every week, man.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite things. It keeps me from going insane while I'm on the road driving. So way I can give John or Chad some crap. I do it.
Gosh, yeah. So much fun on Dirty Thursdays. Well, I think with that, we are probably ready to wind things down. Is there anything else that I missed out on that anyone wants to get any closing thoughts or shout-outs to just a random GFBS moment or memory just to touch on before we wrap up here?
Just,
anyone?
Just being on, any of them, really. I mean, like I said, the Firestarter, like I said, I'll never stop telling that story.
Yeah.
First time I met all of you guys. This is like Frasier. It's like being on Frasier. If you ever seen that show, like it's like being on Frasier. It's literally like being on Frasier here. So like literally, hello world, I'm listening.
Oh gosh, Victor, oh man. Well, I think with that we are going to wrap things up. Again, just to echo Paul's sentiments from earlier. Thank you again to all the sponsors, the viewers and listeners, whether you're tuning in live or on demand. This would not be happening without you. So thank you again to all the sponsors, listeners, viewers, sponsors. You are what make GFBS possible. Exactly. Go to gfbestsource.com. Click that show link. You can find out if you just got a small taste from so of the many, many, many hosts here that have, like, we do about 12, 15 shows here on Grand Forks Best Source. Some are weekly, some are every other week, some are once a month. You guys got a taste of what many of them bring to the table today. So we hope that you're able to just grab onto some of these previews you heard from David, from Roosevelt, from Kimmy, from Victor, from David, Paul, Katie, everyone, John. Go to gfbestsource.com, click the shows or on our social media, check out our archives, subscribe to all our shows, like, share, tag, follow everyone, spread the good word about Grand Forks Best Source. Donate again. Yes. Yes. Hey.
Even if it's a dollar.
Hey, here's the
just
best way to
one.
No. Hey, help us keep the light. Help us keep the lights on. The best way to do that, we would love your support. Go to gfbestsource.com. Right on the top of it, there's the donate link. It's just quick and easy to do. Anything helps. Yes. Help us keep the lights on. We got a bunch of streaming services we got to pay for. So trust us. It's all great. We appreciate your support and for watching. Again, thank you, everyone, for coming in. Thank you for everyone who called in. I cannot say thank you enough. Again, Katie, Paul, everyone, John, Victor, I could go on forever and ever, but we got to wrap things up. Thank you, everyone, for 4 years of Grand Forks Best Source.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
We love you, everyone. And don't stop putting your hands in this cookie jar.
Yes. Stay tuned tonight, 9 p.m., new episode of Icky Ichabod's Weird Wrestling, the last program to close off tonight's programming here. Until we'll be back with a new slate of programming this coming Monday. Hey, we are Grand Forks Best Source, and we are giving the Grand Cities an identity again.
Woo!
Yeah.